T-10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
Welcome to yet another exciting edition of PDGA Radio News, this for the week of March 24th, 2008. Once again, I'm Steve Kaczynski, and this week I'll be bringing you the results from this past weekend's tournament action from all over the disc golf world. We've also got a 60-second clinic on putting from David Feldberg, your PDGA news, including a story on the Microtel Disc Golfer of Distinction Award. Also an interview previewing this upcoming weekend's Bowling Green Amateur Championships, the largest single disc golf tournament in the world. All that and more on this week's edition of PDGA Radio News, being brought to you by the PDGA Discraft, the International Disc Golf Center, and Innova Champion Discs. Sometimes it's difficult to believe that 25 years have passed since Innova's Dave Dunapace created the world's first true golf disc. Those triangular rim discs were faster and more accurate, immediately commanding the attention of all who played. Tournament players instantly recognized that Innova discs provide an undeniable competitive advantage, and our discs have since been used to win more major titles than all other brands combined. Our love for the game remains strong. Innova Champion, celebrating 25 years as the industry leader in disc golf. Looking at the results from this past weekend's tournament action, we see David Feldberg continuing his great play and quest for the world's number one ranking. He played 1060 golf over the weekend, win by four throws over Avery Jenkins. It was during the second annual Aloha Sushi Classic held in Walla Walla, Washington. In other action, Jeff Bennett picked up a win in his home state of Michigan. Coda Hetfield won in Arkansas. Jason Light beat out Michael Johansson by one throw to win in North Carolina. The Falcon Thaw in Bowling Green, Ohio was won in a three-way playoff by Michigan's Mike Henry. Steve Rico won in California. And Zach Simpson won the Rocket City Amateur Championship held this past weekend in Huntsville, Alabama. PDGA Radio News continues with this week's 60-Second Clinic.
Hello, you're here with Dave Feldberg, and we're going to talk about one knee putts. We talk about when they're needed and when it's a bonus to use one over a standing putt. So the reason I would use a one knee putt on a course is when there's an overhang or some kind of obstacle. And the reason is when you're lining up a putt, and even though it's a low ceiling, you think, well, I can putt it in there. A lot of people really don't think about the line of their putt, how high it actually is at its highest point, because they're looking through the target when they let go of it. So a lot of times people will go to putt when they're standing up in a low ceiling area and think they've made a good stroke, but they hit the thing in front of them and it drops short of the basket. So if you drop to one knee, you can increase your line, and that's the obvious reason. The other reason I use it, though, the most important reason is that when you're straddling left or right from a tree, and you're not comfortable straddle putter like most people, what happens is now you've taken a 20-footer that you would make all the time with your regular form, but now you're in a straddle and you're a little uncomfortable, and you miss it sometimes. Well, what I like to do is drop to one knee, and that allows me to be in the exact same position as I would be standing up. And so if you drop to the one knee, you're in the, and you pull it back, you pull it to the side of your leg, in between your legs, and it's the exact same putt that you would have when you're lining up a stand-up putt. And that's why I choose to use it, because it gives me the same consistent stroke and I feel more confident with it. Even though you're coming from low to high, as long as you practice it, it'll be a lot easier than making straddle putts, I think, from tree situations.
That's David Feldberg with this week's 60-Second Clinic on kneeling putts, when and how to use them. More PDGA Radio News continues after this message from Discraft.
Hey yo, Brian Sullivan here, ready to feed your head with more fun facts. So why is consistent plastic important? Well, let's say you buy a first-run driver, and you love it, and then you lose it, but You go to replace it, and it just doesn't fly the same. Well, that is because, newsflash here, the manufacturer bought their plastic from the lowest bidder. Now, it's different plastic in your favorite disc. Well, avoid that headache. Throw Discraft. They always buy the same primo plastics from the same vendors. Consistency matters. Throw Discraft.
Welcome back. I'm Steve Kaczynski with this week's PDGA Radio News, where another series of awards was announced this week by the PDGA office. It's the Microtel Inn and Suites Disc Golfer of Distinction Award. The award is designed to celebrate not only the sport of disc golf, but the numerous PDGA members who are keeping the sport going strong and growing. The mission of the program is to celebrate the true spirit of disc golf, which is a spirit of community, friendship, environmental stewardship, and recreation. The award is not designed for those who shoot the lowest scores. Instead, it's for those that give their all to the sport and best capture the true spirit of disc golf. Nominations for the Microtel Disc Golfer of Distinction Award are only open to current PDGA members. Winners will be chosen about every 2 weeks by the PDGA office from the nominations received. Those nominations done online at pdga.com/DG awards. Members can be nominated more than once per year, but may only receive the award once per calendar year. The bi-weekly winner will receive a $100 prize. However, if the winner is registered with the PDGA as an amateur, the prize will be awarded as a merchandise credit with the PDGA store. All the bi-weekly winners will then be eligible for the yearly award that will be announced during the U.S. Disc Golf Championships in October. The year-end Microtel Disc Golfer of Distinction Award winner will then receive a $1,000 cash prize or merchandise credit for amateurs. Kentucky's Larry Bledsoe won the award in 2007. It was partly for his hard work in running the 2007 Bowling Green Amateur Championships. The PDGA hopes you'll consider nominating your friend, local course pro, or volunteer who personifies the true spirit of disc golf. We know there are many deserving people, so let us know who you think should win and why. Decisions are final and based on your nominating statement and also how well the nominee's actions personify that true disc golf spirit. The PDGA and Microtel Inn and Suites are now enjoying their second year together in a relationship that has benefited our sport with recognition of top volunteers as well as reduced lodging rate for many tournaments around the nation. If you need a host hotel for your tournament or just a great value in traveling with your family, Microtel Inns and Suites is the way to go. Again, more information and the nomination form can be found online at pdga.com/DG awards. A quick reminder that nominations are still being accepted for this year's Bob West Memorial Sportsmanship Award. That award annually recognizes the PDGA member who consistently exhibits the qualities of sportsmanship and camaraderie during competition and who has contributed in significant other ways to the positive growth of the sport for several years or longer. If you know someone who would you like to nominate for the Bob West Award, email a brief statement outlining the qualities and contributions of that candidate to Brian Graham, the PDGA's executive director. You got to do that, though, by this Wednesday, March 26th. His address, bgraham@pdga.com. The PDGA will review the candidates and list the most deserving on the final ballot. That will be voted on by touring pros, state coordinators, tournament directors, board of directors, and PDGA staff, among several others. And finally, for those that earned invitations to the 2008 PDGA Am and Pro Worlds to be held this August in Michigan, you should have received your official invitation in your email inbox early this week, if you have an email address on file. If you don't, well, the PDGA office sent out those invites through the U.S. Post Office, so you should be getting them shortly. Exclusive registration for those invitees will open this next week, about April 1st, and that will last until June 1st, when any PDGA member who is in good standing and interested in playing can sign up as long as space is available. Organizers are hoping to surpass the 1,000 total player mark for the first time in disc golf history. That tournament is scheduled for August 11th through the 16th in the Kalamazoo and Battle Creek, Michigan area. It's being partly presented by Bell's Brewery. More information can be found on the PDGA.com website or 2008discgolfworlds.com. That is your PDGA Radio News for this week of March 24th, 2008. Up next, a preview interview with Ernie Small, tournament director of what has become year after year the world's largest single disc golf tournament, the Bowling Green Amateur Championships.
Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAstore.com, your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released 2007 Pro Worlds DVD, and of course, the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAstore.com. Buy some cool new gear and take the sport you love to even higher levels.
PDGA Radio News being joined now by Ernie Small, the tournament director of the Bowling Green Amateur Championships coming up this weekend in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Ernie, how are you doing? Thanks for joining us today.
Well, I appreciate being on, and I just have to give a big shout-out to our Hilltoppers who are now in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA, so we're pretty excited down here in Bowling Green for a couple reasons.
Yeah, you got a big tournament. I'm sure preparations have been long going, probably since last year's tournament. You're into the final days now, and about 720 players are going to come into Bowling Green, Kentucky. Is that a record for you?
Well, I think we actually had just a few more last year, but I went ahead and decided that 720, which is 90 players on 8 courses, is, you know, that's about as much as we can hold. And that gave us a good opportunity to really plan for this, and, you know, really registration filled up more quickly than we thought. And so we, you know, we've had a month to get everything, you know, all the pools set up, and it just really made it a lot easier. Of course, we've got people just coming from everywhere. It's, you know, it's so exciting every year just to get out onto the courses early on Thursday and Friday and just meet people. It seems like half of Michigan comes down here. You know, we get a lot of Midwesterners. We've got people from all over the East and out West coming, to Canadians, those kinds of things. It's just great. To me, that's the exciting part of it, is just having all these people converge on our small little city and play some disc golf.
And like you said, you've got 8 courses in play this year, including a new one from the looks of it. Give us a little sneak peek. I know you got 8 courses, so you can't go real in-depth, but give us a little peek at what the different courses have to offer.
Well, you know, our traditional courses have been Kiriakis, which was our first course, lots of trees and challenging shots. Lover's Lane, very close by to that course, a little bit longer, more open. Certainly White Park is one that everybody knows. It's big and long. A new course, Fillmore Park, the Nats disc golf course at Fillmore Park is offers a little bit of Hobson Grove, which is in the trees, and also a little bit of White Park, which is big and long and open. We've got a 911-foot hole. We've got an 800-foot hole. Got a 760-foot hole out there. So we're going to challenge some people's distance for sure. I'm hoping it's not too much wind, not too much blowing green for people, but we usually get a lot of that in the spring. So, and then we'll be using the Franklin course, which is a nice big long course too. We'll be using Hobson Grove, Griffin, and Preston Miller, and I think that gets them all.
Now, are those all courses right in the Bowling Green area, or what kind of drive in
between
courses?
You know, they really are very close together. Everything in Bowling Green is close. Exception is the Franklin course, which is about 20 minutes down I-65 and, you know, real easy to get to. But I think that, you know, I think that's one of the appealing things of Bowling Green, is just that the courses are really within a 5 or 10 minute drive of each other. So they all tend to be on a big circle that goes around town and are, I think, pretty easy to find if people are coming and want to check our club site, bgdgclub.com. They can find directions to every course. Certainly we're going to have a players program. Unfortunately, people don't get that till Friday night, but that shows where all the courses are and those kinds of things. But, you know, I think that, you know, they go on the PDGA site, pick up where all those courses are, or go to our site. And again, a real variety of courses, I think. A lot of tight wooded courses, several tight wooded courses, and then some long open courses, too. So I think everybody will get a little bit of everything.
You've got the tournament itself. It's two rounds each day, Saturday and Sunday. And then you've got some sponsor events Thursday and Friday for players coming in early to get a little taste of the courses. Give a quick little shout-out to all of your sponsors and maybe some volunteers that are special for you.
Yeah, well, you know, certainly it's been a big endeavor for our club. And you know, a guy that's really helped me out so much, and we really get after each other about different stuff, is Josh Dopstein. He's our club president. And he's just really been there helping me all along. And like I said, we've had our words, but I think we've really worked together to make this a big event. And we're excited about having Innova and Discraft there this year. Gateway's coming. We've got tons of vendors for our Saturday night Flymart party. Certainly our big sponsor is Budweiser, and we appreciate everything that they do for us. You know, we've got a lot of local players who have been doing this for years, Andy Ritter, Dr. Vokes, just a lot of folks that have really been helpful. And I can't say enough about Larry Bledsoe, who really is the person who got this tournament growing and growing. He's been there for me and just been a lot of support, technical support. He's got it all worked out and unfortunately moved away. But he's been, you know, been accessible to me, and just really, of anybody, has really been helpful at keeping this thing going and giving me a lot of technical support. Again, he's got some great programs that he's done that just help with make sure all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed and all those kind of things. But again, the disc sponsors are really helping out. DGA, I mentioned them. They've really been there for us too. So I think we've got a great players package for people. We've got a great players party and Flymart. Innova's going to be doing a putting contest. Discraft's giving away hats and baskets. And, you know, I just think it's a really big show. I'm really proud of what it's going to be like this year.
Now, I know you did pre-reg your full. Is there any chance at a waiting list if someone were just to show up?
You know, there is. I've tried to accommodate, as many of those people on the waiting list as I can. It's getting to the point now where I hate to, you know, keep people out, but you know, I've been able to work 8 or 10 people in. We've had some people that have had to drop out, as you can expect, with that kind of number. Things happen. People change jobs. Stuff happens in people's lives. They just can't make it. So we've got, I think, you know, we've been able to work in a number of people who are on the waiting list, in that we're pre-registered, and the players' party is Friday night. It's going to be a little bit hard to know. I know there'll be people that just show up because they know where their courses are and they know where they're going to be. So I think there'll be people that probably will show up Saturday and possibly miss the check-in. I don't know. It's hard to know. I hope they come out. We're giving out. We're going to have great discs on sale through the club Friday night. We've got some giveaways at the players' meeting. And as I said, Discraft and Innova are going to be there doing a lot of stuff, too, so we're pretty excited about that.
So a lot of stuff even for people who aren't in the tournament. They just come on down, you can watch, have a good time.
Right, and again, I think that we're going to be the opportunity is there. Innova's introducing a new disc, I believe, at our event, so we're pretty excited about that. And actually, Discraft put together a special disc that's never been out for our players package disc, a Surge Flex SS. So, there's some pretty neat stuff in the players package as well.
All right. I won't really have you go into the history of the Bowling Green Disc Golf because you have a really great video on your website.
Yeah, bgdgclub.com, right, and it is great. And they made that last year, and I think they included, you know, a lot of information from local people like H.B. Clark and Dr. Vokes and I and you know, we have an incredible parks department, both in the city and the county, and you know, I mean, to have the number of courses and the number of good courses that we have in town is really a testament to the strength of our parks department and their support of us. And plus, like on this new course, we have a local sporting goods store that carries a lot of great discs, nets, outdoor sports, and they are the ones that help fund the new course at Fillmore Park. So, you know, that goes a long way. And I think the visibility of the event in our town, and we've had really good support from both newspaper and television, and just try to try to get a lot of support from them, and we get that, and I think that helps people become more aware of what's going on.
All right, we're talking with Ernie Small, tournament director of the Bowling Green Amateur Championships. We'll try to get more from him on next week's a little recap. But right now, give a little quick advice for someone who's coming down for the AM Championships for the first time. What to do in Bowling Green and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I do think, you know, we do have some sponsored events going on close to the hotel. One of our sponsors, Motor City Grill, is within walking distance of the hotel, and they always have great food and drinks. We do have another venue, another club called Laws that's just not a 5-minute drive from the hotel, where they have good food, and they're going to have some putting stuff going on there Thursday night. Being around the host hotel, it just affords you with, you're close to the courses, you're close to a lot of great food and things going on. You know, we've got a lot of people staying at the host hotel, so there's always, you know, it amazes me to see people setting up baskets out in the fields next to the hotel, just playing golf and having fun. As you mentioned, there's a lot of great doubles things going on at most of the courses in town. Kiriakis and Lovers, Hobson Grove, we'll have some doubles things going. And as I said, Discraft's going to be at Fillmore Park, demonstrating some new drivers, and Innova's going to be there doing some stuff with, putting too. So we're pretty excited to have all that going on.
Well, all right. It's this weekend, the Bowling Green Amateur Championships, when disc golf takes over the city of Bowling Green. Ernie Small, yeah. Thanks a lot for joining us this week.
Thank you so much. I'm really looking forward to this weekend, and I think the weather's going to be great, and I'm just excited about having all these folks come to town.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and two championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. We'll wrap up this week's edition of PDGA Radio News with a quick preview of this next weekend's tournament action. In addition to the Bowling Green Amateur Championships, the pros have two A-tiers to choose from on either side of the U.S. The St. Patrick's Classic is going down in Orangevale, California, and the 25th annual Dogwood Crosstown Classic is this weekend in Raleigh, North Carolina. The Oregon Pro Invitational is in Oregon. The Patapsco Punisher takes place in Marriottsville, Maryland. The Emerald Isle Open is in Oceanside, California. The Ohauser Open is in Menasha, Wisconsin. And there's also two international tournaments on the PDGA schedule for this weekend, both C-tiers, one in Oberkirch, Germany, the other in Hexham, United Kingdom. That will do it for this week's program. Join me again next week for full results and coverage from Bowling Green, Kentucky, and the rest of the disc golf world.
Until then, I'm Steve Kaczynski for the PDGA Radio News, being brought to you this week by Discraft, the PDGA, Innova Champion Discs, and the International Disc Golf Center. PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries along with comments about the show or programming ideas may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magix Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.